Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome back to Mind Museum. And welcome to Ayala Land's briefing on its results for the full year of 2015. Joining us on the line are 10 callers, and we'd like to remind everyone that our materials are available for download at ir.ayalaland.com.ph. And allow me to recognize the presence of our senior management, Ms. Angel Salvador, Mr. Juni Halandoni, and Mr. Jimmy Ismael. To handle our presentation for today is Mr. Jimmy Ismael. Mr. Bobby D could not join us today due to an out-of-the-country trip. So to start off the presentation, maybe I'd like to turn over the floor to Mr. Ismael.
Good afternoon, everyone. If you don't mind, I'll just move around. It's a big hall. So on behalf of the management team of Ayala Land, we'd like to welcome you to our first analyst briefing for the year. And we're happy to report that the year turned out quite well for the company. So I'll cover the usual components of our briefing, starting off with the financial results for 2015, including some operating statistics, just to give you an idea on how the year went. And then I'll give a little bit of update on where we are relative to our journey towards achieving our 2020-40 plan. And then just say one slide on our CapEx for 2016, just to give you an idea on what is in store for 2016 in terms of spend. So key messages, we are happy to report that we ended the year with a 19% growth in net income at 17.6 billion. And this was on the back of revenue increase of about 13% to 107.2 billion, driven by the sustained performance of all of our core businesses, which grew 22% before intercompany adjustments or eliminations. On top of that, we were able to also achieve margin gains, as a result of which our growth in net income was faster at 19% compared to revenue growth of 13%. We ended the year also with a healthy balance sheet with cash position of 19.5 billion and maintain our net gearing position at 0.76:1, well within our debt cap or threshold of 1:1. In terms of CapEx, we spent a total of 82.2 billion in 2015. This is pretty much aligned with the trend that we have been communicating for the first three quarters of the year. We prioritize a lot of our spend and effectively spent on those that are necessary to deliver on our plan. And then we also launched three estates in 2015, which I will discuss later on. And projects worth 120.4 billion pesos across our residential as well as leasing product lines. No? So those are the big messages, the key messages. Let me now go through the details, starting off with the income statement. So again, net income ended at 17.6 billion, 19% growth compared to 14.8 billion a year ago, on the back of revenue growth of 13% at 107 billion. Of which real estate revenues accounted for 105 billion or 13% growth as well relative to the 93 billion posted the year before. I will talk about the components of real estate in my next slide, but before that, allow me to discuss the other components of the income statement. Equity net earnings actually was negative 140 million compared to 647 million positive last year, primarily as a result of less commercial lots in Bonifacio Global City, you know, that we actually sold, primarily because we wanted to conserve existing inventory for our own development, plus some startup costs for some of our new businesses that are still in the pre-operating stage or in the startup stage pretty much. Now, interest and other investment income, on the other hand, grew 46% to 1.17 billion as a result of, interest income primarily on advances to affiliates as well as installment sales, as well as primarily in a major component of interest and investment income. Other income declined slightly by 21 million. Or 23 million because of the management fees, which were lesser compared to last year. Because, again, this is dependent on the stage at which our products or projects are ongoing. Now, on expenses, real estate costs only, increased by 10%, to 65.3 billion, as a result of which we realized some margin gains on the real estate product lines, which I will also discuss in the succeeding slides. We kept our general administrative expenses on check, only ending with 6.6 billion or 6% growth, slower than the growth in revenues, as a result of which our GAE ratio to revenues improved to 6.2% from 6.5%. Now, interest expense, financing, and other charges increased, on the other hand, by 31%, primarily as a result of higher interest expense, as a result of the higher loan balance, as well as the slight increase in average interest rate. Provision for income tax did not grow as fast compared to EBIT increase of 16%. Provision for income tax only grew 12%, primarily as a result of, tax optimization, activities that we actually implemented to create more value for our shareholders. Now, non-controlling interest increased by 12% to 3.2 billion as a result of the higher net incomes posted by unconsolidated subsidiaries, or actually consolidated subsidiaries, where we have substantial joint venture partners, like the ones in Bonifacio Global City, the partnership with the Campus Group, which are handling, these companies are handling a lot of the projects involving Ayala Land Premier, Alveo, and Avida. Again, we ended the year with 17.6 billion in net income compared to 14.8 billion the year before. And EBIT margin actually went up by 1 percentage point to 32% as a result of the continued cost containment initiatives that we have implemented across the various product lines.